I ripped away from her and panted, leaning back on my haunches to stare down at her. My heart was beating overtime, her blood rushing to every part of my body and knitting, healing me from the inside out. With each passing second, my vision became clearer, crisper. I could see every minute detail in the dark cave, every little detail of her. She had long, dark red hair, big green eyes, a splattering of freckles across the bridge of her nose, and pouty red lips that were currently pursed as if she was pissed. And with each passing second, her horrified expression turned to one of anger. She lifted her hand and touched the side of her throat, and I lowered my gaze to stare as she pulled her blood-covered fingers away. I touched my fingers to my lips, looked down at the digits, and a harsh noise left me as I saw that red covered the pads. I just attacked my female. I damn near fucking drained her dry.
Chapter 1. Ada. This was it. This was my chance to escape this hellhole. The entire room shook, debris raining down from the ceiling as the guards stationed in the viewing room I was chained up in started barking orders to each other. I smirked as I saw their "holy shit, what the hell are we supposed to do now" looks cross their faces. When they all drew their crazy-ass, futuristic-looking weapons and filed out of the room, I tugged on my restraints. "Hey, assholes!" I shouted before the last human left. He looked over his shoulder, and I tugged on the mystically protected handcuffs, silently pointing out the obvious. "I'm kinda strung up like a sacrificial lamb here, buddy." The cuffs and chain kept my arms above my head and my back pressed to the stone wall. When he didn't make a move to help, I made a frustrated sound in outrage. "You're seriously gonna just leave me here like this when the damn place is falling down around us?" Of course, I didn't think any of these pricks gave a shit about the otherworld creatures they kept here, aside from how much money we could bring in. But I, at least, hoped they saw letting us die was not in their best interest. The human bastard left without another glance in my direction. "You asshole!" I screamed, and kept pulling and tugging at the chains until they dug into my flesh and blood dripped down my forearms. The room seemed to shake all around me, ceiling panels crashing to the floor and cracking open, dust and dirt filling the room until I was coughing and blinking back tears. Gods, how I wished the ground would open up and swallow me whole right now. I lifted my head and glanced above me at the chain and pulley system they'd rigged up to allow me a couple of inches of slack. Just enough to watch me squirm as they tortured me, because it got the spectators off. Another boom ricocheted, followed by the room shaking and an insanely bright flash of unnatural light. There was the sound of shouting and gunshots spilling into the room, and I felt adrenaline rush through my bloodstream. Over the last year of being imprisoned by these worthless assholes who called themselves the Assembly, I'd learned to use my sarcastic, ultra-bitchy personality to keep my sanity and give them shit. It was the only way I'd survived this long. Because if not, the pain and horror they'd inflicted on me would have changed the person I was. So I fought back. And if I couldn't do it physically, then I'd cut them with the words that spilled from my tongue. That led to more punishments and pain. But I'd stayed alive this long, and I'd be damned if my final downfall was because this fucking place was going down the drain. Another blast had the entire place shaking, and I ducked my head, shielding my eyes as much as possible from the wreckage raining down. More shouting, more sounds of war going on right outside the room I was in. I heard humans cursing, followed by otherworldly roars. The otherworld creatures were free. I snapped my head up to stare at the entrance of the room when I heard nails scraping along the cinder block. A second later, half a body was thrown across the hall, the sickening squelch of it hitting the ground enough to make me gag. And then a massive creature stood on the other side of the doorway. His upper body appeared that of a human man, all smooth, darker skin and hard, rippling muscles. But his lower body was beastly, with hooves for feet, fur covering his legs and lower abdomen, and an embarrassingly huge penis hanging between his legs. Of course, I drew my attention away from that to look at his